Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's ask Daryl Ryder. He'll tell us. He's our Browns beat reporter. He covers everything, though, and he is also the star of Brownie Bites immediately following Browns games that you can catch on our YouTube channels, too. So, hi, Daryl. How are you?
Hello, boys.
He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Yes, he is. Daryl, not a lot of meat today about where the future of this team is, and maybe that's not the way. I don't know. They're 0-2, and they're about to be 0-3 if they can't turn things around quickly on Sunday. Your thoughts on where we are right now?
Yeah, I mean, the thing for them right now is they got to prevent this from spiraling out of control. Green Bay rolls into town, hot as can be, offensively, defensively. The Browns defense. I think that they're kind of getting a little tired in the fourth quarter with the offense not doing a whole lot. So they've got to find a way to get this offense going. Jerry Jeudy, I asked him if it just, you know, if they just need one big hitter play to get the ball rolling. And he said, absolutely. You know, it's just, you know, because once that happens, then, you know, the floodgates might be able to open up. But they need to get healthy on the offensive line. They need some help from the running game. Maybe Quinshon Judkins with a little fuller plate this week will help accomplish that. But, man, this Green Bay Packer team is – if you thought the Baltimore Ravens were good, this Green Bay Packer team is really, really good.
Daryl, what Denzel have to say?
Well, not much. You know, he was obviously a little frustrated with the situation in Baltimore. And
what was, you know, the situation? Did he shed any light on that?
Some cramping and things like that. And, you know, as Kevin Stefanski said in his press conference, it was hot. It was warm. So, you know, Juwan Jones, you know, we talked to him in the locker room as well, and he, you know, said that it was a coach's decision for precautionary measures to take him out for the spells that he was taken off the field.
It was only 10 plays.
Yeah, but hey, 10 plays for 10 plays, Jeff.
Oh, like, I get it, but I mean, also get taking care of your players.
No, again, so do I, but at the same time, yeah. Joe Thomas didn't have to come off the field in any weather for any reason.
Well, you're talking about one of the best tackles ever. I don't think we're talking about DeJuan Jones in that same breath.
Yeah, well, DeJuan's, in my opinion, I think DeJuan's got the talent. I'm not saying he's Hall of Fame talent, but he's got the talent to be an every down.
I agree. I agree.
Left tackle, and kind of need to see him every down is a left tackle, is my point. They gotta have people staying on the field, no question about it.
How far? Where do you, I just,
already Darryl, the Baskin, you know, the Baskin side? Two questions in.
I just how far is Flacco from the hook?
At least 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I'm they convinced. Go down 21-0 in a game where if they are, you know, say they're trailing early 21-0, you're not pulling the hook on this thing because you don't want to be 0-3. You don't want to be 0-3 in the NFL. No questions asked.
Can I ask you a serious, honest question, Andy?
Yes.
Do you think it matters?
It does to me. I don't want to watch my team lose every week. That's all there is to it. I don't want to watch this team go out there and lose every week.
Do you honestly believe a 5'11" third-round pick will give you a better chance to win than Joe Flacco?
I wouldn't mind seeing Shedeur Sanders either. I don't care. I'll take either one. What do you just wasted two more draft picks if neither one of these guys can at least establish themselves as the backup quarterback for next season.
I know.
They got to get some time on the field. And if you're not going to win, cut Joe loose. Let him go somewhere else and play where he can have. Right? Let's see what Gabriel and Sanders have. They go 0-3. The any hope you have for the rest of the season is literally flushed down the toilet.
I got news for you. The moment they bench Joe Flacco, they've raised the white flag on the season. I'm just telling you. Like, yeah.
Well, they raise the going 0-3. They're handing you the white flag. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is right now at 0-2. Doesn't matter. They don't have
I said that earlier.
A player at that position that can help you win week in and week out. And that's no disrespect to Joe. That's no disrespect to Dylan Gabriel. They don't have the player does not exist on this roster. Okay.
Agreed.
So I'm telling you that if they bench Joe Flacco, that's the white flag on the season, and they are going to resist that urge as long as possible. I am still convinced. We talked about this in training camp. I'm still convinced that hamstring injury for Kenny Pickett cost him that starting job, and Kevin Stefanski really, really wanted to see Kenny Pickett be his starting quarterback this year.
So then why didn't he stand on the table and say, don't
trade him then, Darryl? That's the thing I don't get here.
How do you know he didn't do that?
But I'm not disagreeing with that.
If I'm Kevin, I want to get fired then if that's the case. If I believe that with all my heart that I wanted to give Kenny a shot at this thing, and the front office went against me, even though I said, please, 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 let's do this, then maybe you're happy if you're out of here at the end of the season.
And Darryl, why did they trade him?
Well, they really wanted that fifth-round pick, apparently. and they felt that they were ready to win and roll with Joe Flacco.
Or lose so they can get a higher draft pick next year. I hate to think that that's their thinking. But.
All I know is the thing that I'm going to be following here in the next couple of weeks is how long the defense can get their collective you-know-what together as far as, minimizing their frustrations with the offense struggling. Because, I mean, that's the challenge right now is defensively they're really good, but there's only so much they can do on that side of the ball. Now, one of the things I think the defense needs to be better at is catching the football when it hits them in the hands and creating turnovers. Because this is this is a defense that has not done that the last couple of years, but they have to, that's the lone criticism I have of this defense. If they can find a way to do that and give the offense some extra possessions, maybe that helps them a little bit. But watching the offense right now, it's hard for me to believe that extra possessions even matter at this point because it's been such a struggle. Maybe Quinshon Judkins can be that piece that helps them get things going on the ground and whatnot. But let's put it this way. There are more questions than there are answers right now when it comes to the offensive side of the football with this team.
You can't throw it 45 times a game with this offense, can you?
No, or offensive line, right?
Yeah.
You can't. You've got two question marks at your tackle position from a health and availability standpoint. Kevin Stefanski was asked if Jack Conklin is going to be, you know, is good to go with that elbow injury. And he's just like, I mean, he wasn't on the pre-practice injury report. So that means Conklin is going to practice today. So that's good news. Hmm. But, you know, he practiced last week too and, you know, wasn't able to go. So that's not a, you know, it's positive, but you understand what I'm saying. It's not, yep. you know, a guarantee he's going to be available. So, but yeah, I mean, they got to have a healthy offensive line, especially this week going against a Packer defense that has 33 quarterback pressures, 18 plus quarterback hits and 8 sacks. So, Joe, you heard Joe today. He's like, I can move fine. You can run 10 miles an hour and still be able to do what you need to do. It's not always about speed when you're talking about quarterback mobility. But as we saw against Baltimore, yeah, he did get out of the pocket. But when he did get out of the pocket, the football was in peril.
All right, I can't believe I'm asking this question. Any chance Kevin wants to give up the play caller and give it to Tommy Rees?
No, I don't know. It feels like every day I'm reading a new story about how Tommy Rees is a top candidate in some college program.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't foresee.
I mean, we've walked down that road before, right?
No. Here's why you walk down that road though. Last year it was you threw your hands up because Dorsey was brought in here to cater to Deshaun.
Right.
And I think, this is my opinion. I believe that Kevin was just like, I'm washing my hands of this. You go right ahead and call the plays. I'm just going to sit back and watch it burn.
Gotcha.
Like, it's a different dynamic, a different situation this year when you're talking about head coach, offensive coordinator. Hmm. And the quarterback, I should say, too. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is there a wide receiver problem? And
do you think Joe thinks there was after what he said today?
Well, Jerry Jeudy, was challenging on the getting open thing or being open thing. I did watch the film, and I did not see a lot of guys running free against that Baltimore Ravens secondary. I will say that. But my definition of a player being open or being covered is completely different than what these guys who do this for a living is, and I acknowledge that. I can't sit here and say that Joe missed a bunch of guys that were wide open on Sunday. But, based on what Jerry, feels, and I understand every receiver feels he's open on every single play and wants the ball thrown at him. Like, I get it. I understand that. But they've got, especially with this Green Bay defense, I think this is a get the ball out of the quarterback's hands as quickly as possible type of game. Because the Packers get home so quickly and they're so aggressive. They're really good defensively, laterally, too, going side to side. That was something as I was watching their first two games of the season that really stood out to me was how well they hem in the edges outside the numbers. It's really, really impressive. So, I think Jerry wants the ball thrown to him. I get it. You know, he feels he's open a lot more than maybe I believe that he is and other receivers are. But, I mean, the offense is what it is, and I don't know that there's a lot of explosiveness in the passing game coming our way anytime soon.
Daryl, last question for you. How are you feeling about this Sunday? Can they win?
I mean, that's why they play the games.
Yeah, that's not what I asked. Daryl, are they going to win? I've done enough shows with you, dude. Tell me. Can they win?
You're expecting him to say, well, sure, they can.
No, I was not expecting you. Well, if they score more
points. No. See, he asked, can they win instead of will they win?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, there's ready? A difference
will they,
there.
All right, well, will they win, smarty pants? Will they win?
I'm not. I am unlikely to pick them to win Sunday's game.
And anybody who is likely probably needs to have their head examined. But it doesn't mean they can't win.
Correct.
Defense goes out and plays a great game. Andy, you're right there.
Yeah. Maybe you get a pick six or two. Maybe special teams doesn't give up a block punt. Maybe we actually see a return here or there.
Thank you, Daryl.
For some better field position. Maybe, and the kicker makes all the kicks again. Like
Dylan Sampson busts a screen pass for 60 yards.
Yeah, and next thing you know, pigs start flying. Anything's possible.
Oh, no. See, there.
Goodbye, low blow.
One step too far.
Brownie bites immediately after the game. I hear it's the hottest thing on the internet right now, by the way.
True. As it should be.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, the Kardashians are not as hot as they used to be.
Not as hot as Brownie Bites right after the game. Daryl Ryder and somebody else.
ID.
Thank you, Daryl.
You bet, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.